My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tuesday's Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the 16th day of April 2024, coming to you from a very warm Central Virginia area, Bedford County, right outside of Lynchburg. It's 84 yesterday, going to be up in the mid-80s again today. A good spring / going into summer weather. Hope it stays this way. It's not likely to, but I hope it does. We got not a whole lot in the way of news this morning, but we do have several things to cover. The headlines today, the Princess Rail sale starts today. We're going to talk about that. The MSC Magnifica voyage canceled. A new ship reports a gastrointestinal outbreak. A woman tampers with water bottles. And Carnival enhances booking tools. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, is one of the good national holidays. This is National Eggs Benedict Day. Bye. That one's right up my alley. I do like my Eggs Benedict. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Anytime that you're listening to the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed to check on interviews or pictures or clips, you can always do that by just going to the description of your podcast, and there'll be a link. So you can do just that. All right, we got a couple bits of news. Unfortunately, I don't have a picture on this because the clip he posted on Facebook, not on Messenger, so I can't use it. When it's on Facebook, I can't download it. But anyway, Pittsburgh Jason and Jen got a late start from Norfolk, which was not surprising with all the headaches they had to go through yesterday with moving everything from Baltimore down for the Legend to sail. But that's not the reason they were late. There were tornado warnings in Norfolk, and they didn't get out of port until well after dark. So, I mean, they're going transatlantic. They got plenty of time to make up the time. But still, that was unusual, to say the least. Now, we do have a couple things to go over. One, Amigo John... It's over there in Florence. This is the cathedral there in Florence, the big church. John's going to be on briefly tomorrow morning, and then when he gets into Frankfurt next week, we're going to do a full show on, maybe it's Friday. Anyway, it might be Fridays in Frankfurt. A full show on accessibility in a lot of places that he's visited over there. Now, most of you might remember that yesterday I showed you John's buttocks and how the artist had done a nice job with John's buttocks. So I thought, well, you know, I might as well show you the front half as well. So, ladies, please shade your eyes. This is the statue of John Whitemire from Crookston, Minnesota. And of course, they say his hands are too big. Well, what can I say? All right, so what else do we have here today? We have some stuff here from Hot Air Tom. You know, yesterday for the show, he was in the hot tub. And ladies, again, shield your eyes. This is Hot Air Tom naked, at watching the show naked. Just saying, that's the information I get. What can I say? He did have fish and chips. And, of course, over there where they don't do it that way, he got some horseradish and some ketchup and mixed up his own cocktail sauce for his fish and chips. Only Hot Air Tom could do that. Now, in the Telegraph is one of the premier news outlets in the UK, and an article that was titled "How Elon Musk Helped Usher in the Age of Working from Cruise Ship." That was the title of the article. Now, I'm not going to read you the whole article, but on down about two-thirds of the way to the end of the article, I will read you a couple paragraphs. Tom Henry, an accountant for a limo company in Richmond, Virginia, has clocked up 33 cruises since 2012, but still finds it best to start his workday early on board. He says, "I'm up at 5 a.m. when the internet is better, with most passengers sleeping. It's great to look up and see the sunrise. Later in the day, I've started taking a tablet-sized laptop to the thermal spa, where I work at the side of the pool. Mr. Henry, 64, often travels with his wife, Cindy. My flexible work schedule has allowed us to cruise a lot the past 2 years to fill many bucket list itineraries. Luckily, I have never had an issue with Wi-Fi on Norwegian, which is our main cruise line. Last August, I was on Norwegian Pearl, which had Starlink, and I couldn't believe the internet was so good." That's our own Hot Air Tom featured in, you know, a premier publication in the UK. That's pretty cool, Tom. All right. Now, let's see. Have I got anything else I got to do here today? I don't know. All right. So, the top story today, folks, the lead story has to do with Princess Rail. All right. Sit back and enjoy the Alaska wilderness from a rail car. Princess and Holland America offer the Princess Rails with featured trips to Talkeetna and Denali. 3 and 4 day packages available. Starting today, folks, listen to this, 50% off. That's pretty special. Now, this is the first time that I've gone through a season that I'm booking travel. Nate tells me that he gets so busy for the next week or 10 days that the sale is run that he just can't stop. So, you know, he's got me to help him out this year. So we'll see what happens. But I'm pretty excited about it. 50 cents, 50% off. And you don't have to be a cruise passenger. Rail travel in Alaska is special, where multiple itineraries and multiple destinations await you. All right, so all you have to do is call me, contact me, email me, send smoke signals. I don't care. I'll get back in touch with you. Or you can go to the website that's down below here. You'll see the book AYT, that's Alaska Yukon Tours, .net/railroad. And that'll take you right to the website. So, folks, if you're going to Alaska, whether it's on my cruise or other cruises, and it doesn't matter which lines, if you want to go to Denali, let us know. We can work it out. So, 50% off. That's pretty substantial. All right, I'll be back with a couple more news stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, back with a little bit of news here. That is, if I can find it. Oh yeah, I know where I'm supposed to be. Not up there, down here. You know, folks, I'm going to screw it up if possible. MSC Cruises announced the cancellation of the May 30th, 2025 MSC Magnifica cruise due to operational reasons. Affected passengers have been provided with a range of alternatives to mitigate the impact of the change. In an effort to address the situation, MSC Cruises is offering four options for passengers, including the automatic reassignment to a similar cruise offering aboard the MSC Seascape, departing Port Miami on May 29th, 2025. Of course, the Seascape is a newer, larger ship with many more restaurant selections. No further action is required for passengers accepting the reassignment, but if the change of schedule is not suitable, MSC Cruises is allowing guests to move the booking to any other MSC Seascape offering during the same month as your original sailing with the same number of nights and stateroom category. No other reason was given for the cancellation. The newest luxury ship from Silver Sea Cruises, Silver Nova, has reported a gastrointestinal illness outbreak on its current sailing. CDC is monitoring a disease outbreak with a total of 29 cases reported from passengers and one from a crew member. At full capacity, Silver Nova can welcome 728 guests with a full crew complement of 556 members. Author Ivan Cox is delighted to announce a comical cruise in the Caribbean to celebrate his hilarious novel, Cruise Ship Doctor. The Norwegian Epic will depart from Port Canaveral on November the 16th for a rollicking seven-day cruise through the Caribbean, where Cox will read from cruise ship Doctor and regale passengers with humorous behind-the-scenes true anecdotes from his adventures as a cruise ship doctor. The Cruise Ship Doctor Cruise, sailing November 16th from Port Canaveral. Prices start at $639 for double occupancy, and solo start at $1,049 plus taxes and port charges. Join us on November 16th from Port Canaveral for the Cruise Ship Doctor Cruise. A short video has recently gained a lot of attention as it shows a woman on board a cruise ship happily tampering with a large bottle of water, effectively contaminating it and presumably as a hack for savings. The short video clip, just a few seconds in length, shows a woman refilling an empty 1.5-liter Crystal Geyser water bottle from her stateroom's bathroom sink. The woman then uses a small bottle of glue to reseal the water bottle's cap, puts a fresh cardboard tag from an unopened bottle onto the refilled bottle, and replaces it on the shelf where such bottles are left for guests' convenience to purchase. She's smiling throughout for her cleverness and gives a self-satisfied thumbs up at the end of the video. The incident was clearly filmed on a Carnival cruise ship, as the tag on the water bottle says Carnival, and one of the cruise line's snoozing signs is visible in the background. The question is, should the woman be banned from cruising? Carnival Cruise Line announced a series of new features to its online booking tool for travel advisors, the GoCCL Navigator. According to a press release, the enhancements streamline the booking process, maximizing efficiency and improving the overall experience. That is a benefit to the customer. The platform's enhancement also include enhanced offer details. Fares will be easier to review and compare to other offers. It marks red tags for special VIFP offers. Accessible staterooms can now be booked on GoCCL.com. A side-by-side comparison, including price and benefits to other cruises. And the enhancements are available both on desktop and mobile access. Going to make it easier for the travel advisor, which will enhance your experience. Cruise around the world with the Will Model C2. That's the chair that I use. Our chairs will easily fit through accessible cabin doors and can navigate those tight spaces and crowded places. To see if Will may be right for you, click on the link below to schedule a test drive. Just tell them to use code CHILI for all your mobility needs. That's scootaroundstore.com. And that ends the news portion of today's show. So let's go over and see who's in the chat room fussing at me today. Mike's with us. Amy's here. Good morning, Amy. There's Gary Older Than Dirt. Gretchen's with us out in Ohio. Amy says, I really love Eggs Benedict. Me too. Salmon Benedict, not so much. I don't mind the Salmon Benedict. I'll eat that as well. But I prefer Eggs Benedict straight up normal. Bob's with us. Good morning, Bob. Gretchen says it's a good thing you didn't go to North. Yeah, with my luck this with cars this week. By the way, I am taking my car in tomorrow to be serviced. Not the tire. There's nothing wrong with that. Or the wheel. I got to have everything else done before I take off for Jacksonville next week. There's Joanne. Good morning, Joanne. hope Hot Air Tom was wearing sunscreen. Yeah, he probably wasn't. Blaine's with us down in Amber Cove. Amber Cove's my favorite spot, or one of my favorite spots. I love to go into Canna Lounge, have a pina colada, and something to eat. They have a nice, you know, a menu of Dominican Republic food. So I'll get a little something to eat there and have usually a couple pina coladas. There's Emily says, hello, everyone. We finally have another day of warmth. Yeah, isn't that nice? You know, the 85 yesterday, 84 today. Headed to port here in Amber Cove. Take care, friends. Blaine, have a nice time. I like Amber Cove just fine. And I've never gone up to the top of the mountain. One of these days, I've got to make my way up there. I get sidetracked and stay in there at the Canna Lounge. And you know, I'm perfectly happy with that day. Enjoy your cruise, she says to Blaine. I don't understand people. There are cameras everywhere watching. What's wrong with people? Isn't that the truth? I mean, that's, well, and this, she had to have somebody in her cabin taking the picture of her doing that. And she thinks, oh, that's great. Let's just tamper with stuff and, you know, use tap water and the people will never know it. That's just ridiculous. And personally, if they could catch her, ban her, as far as I'm concerned. You know. And I agree with you, Em. These people that they just seem to keep pushing and pushing and pushing in the wrong direction. So, I hate it. Anyway, Joanne says she needs to be banned. Good. What a trashy person. I agree. Glad you guys agree with me on that one. All right, so tomorrow morning, I'm going to have Amigo John on briefly. He said the Wi-Fi is not real good there in Florence, but maybe we can tease a little bit about what we're going to talk about when he gets into Germany on accessibility at various places. You know, John's traveling now a little more on my side of the equation than he has in the past. Now, he was heading into the disability area and was traveling with a walker before, and now he's a lot closer to my standards. So he's got a lot more things that he's looking at now. So I'll appreciate his reports on places that we just don't hear that much about accessibility. I mean, even down to, you know, like the airport in Chicago, you know, and the various around the David, you know, and yes, folks, that was David. That wasn't John. So, all right, guys, I enjoyed this, but that is going to wrap me up for today. If I can figure out how to get out of this without wrecking the whole system. All right, guys. I'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow for more of the silliness. As always, guys, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day. And if you're going to Alaska, folks, if you're already booked to Alaska and still want to do a Denali tour, call me or text me or send up smoke signals. We'll get you hooked up. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.